All right, what's up, folks? Happy Friday. Hit that like button on the way in. We made it. We made it through the week. Got a wig on for some of you guys. I don't know what this thing is. It's like a wig slash headband. I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm wearing it. Got some tequila in honor of Elena, who's got meetings, but that's what she'd be drinking. So that's what I'm drinking on her behalf. Hope you guys had a great week. I'm so glad to be with you. Start sending those questions in now. For those of you who are here for the first time on Friday, you're like, what the hell is going on? Why is Drew wearing a wig? Drew doesn't know, but it's booze and banter. This is how we finish up the week. It's very casual. You send your questions. You send your comments. We just kind of chat through. This thing could be 20 minutes. This thing could be an hour and 20 minutes, but we'll see. We'll see. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. I've been working on these dreads for about 5 minutes right before the show. It's definitely military headgear. This was standard issue in the intelligence community. I don't know how you guys did it, but this is definitely how we did it. But start sending in those questions, comments. We'll get to them. Again, this day is about you. It's about you. Hey, Nathan, good to see you. It's about what you guys want to talk about. Obviously, there's some restrictions, but for the most part, it's about you. So fire those questions in. Happy Cultural Appropriation Month. That's right. Damn straight. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you. I mean, it's an interesting look. I might keep this for a little bit longer. There's no spoon. Nope. Still drunk from yesterday. I don't know if you're saying you or me. The answer is probably just yes. But FAFO, is it just me? Or are all of us prior military folk just waiting for a flashpoint before we actually take action? I think so. Look, I think the people are sitting back and the smart people are sitting back and waiting to kind of see how things play out. Seeing how things happen politically, all of that other stuff. Because look, you don't want, first of all, no one wants conflict in this country. No one wants war in this country if we can avoid it. It'd be great if we could avoid divorce too and just get the other side to wake up and stop being so damn stupid. But that's probably not going to happen. But no one wants that. And then also no one wants to be the first person to do it, right? And what the other side doesn't really understand, hey, Baron, is, thanks, BM. I figured you'd like this, BM. You always ask about the wigs. I got one on. But no one wants to be the first. And I think it's just really important that people do sit back and casually see what's going on. What I was starting to say there is that the other side is going to learn that they're waking up a bunch of people that they don't want to wake up and piss off. Look, conservatives, yes, we have the guns. Yes, most of us have been the ones who have served in the military, intel, law enforcement, all of that stuff. But we're also the kinder party, the loving party, the fair party. So they're waking all these people up. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have these green-haired people, purple-haired baristas, Antifa mouth-breathing kids who retreat back to their parents' basement to eat bagel bites, who are going to be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, we just woke up an army of patriots. Not just people who've served, but people who love this country. And I think it will be clear. I don't know what that point is. I don't know when that is. Again, I hope that we avoid that point. But there's a lot of people, myself included, who just have that mindset. Fuck around and find out. Let's see. If that's what you want to do, then we'll do it. But I hope that you're smarter than that. As Red Voice says, when if it comes time for the sword, the right people will show up. They will. What I would caution is this. Don't do stupid stuff. The other side does stupid stuff. Don't stoop to their level and do stupid stuff. Yes, we know what's on the line. We also know that in the end, we're going to win. So don't do stupid stuff. Don't go out there and do stuff on your own. Just don't. Protect your family. Be smart. Be safe. Be free. Do all the things that I say at the end of the show every day. Because you do not want to be like the people who, some of which were just literally taking selfies at the Capitol riots. Vast, vast majority of them. Peaceful. Now, should they have gone in, this, that, okay, whatever. Let's not get into that. But they shouldn't also be rotting in jail months and months and months later. So you've got to know when the time is right. Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate it. What you guys drinking today, by the way, if you are? I know some of you are still at work, but I'm still at work too. I'm drinking, just saying. I've got a little bit more freedom though, I guess. Wigging out, love it. All right, so hopefully FAFO, that's, you say completely agree. Hopefully that kind of jives with what you're thinking. Hey, Alicia, good to see you. Thanks for the compliment on the dreads. Make sure you guys hit that like button on the way in, whichever platform you're on, Facebook, Rumble, Twitter, YouTube, you name it. If you're on YouTube, there's probably not many of you because YouTube hates us and they hate freedom, but they'll get theirs too in the end. Sharon, do you think that we need a convention of the states? Sorry, I said that as if I'm asking Sharon. Sharon is asking me that. I think that there's a lot of areas where that would certainly be helpful, and it's one of the only ways that some of these changes are going to come about. But I also just don't think it's going to happen. Honestly, some of the mechanisms that are in place to fix this or fix that in our country and some of the dialogue that's going on or lack thereof, we should say, some of those mechanisms are there. The problem is just, will they actually get put into place? And I don't think that they will. I don't. Maybe once we get to the point where there's some small level excursions and fighting, like the Portland kind of shit spreads out and kind of goes into other areas, people get more feisty, and then there's some somewhat reasonable talk about, okay, how do we fix this? How do we stop this? How do we split up? You guys go color in the corner, you know, eat your tofu, pet your cat, do whatever you do on the other side. I don't want to know, but you go do it over there. We're going to do our thing over here. Maybe at that point, when that kind of conversation starts to get stirred up, you can actually get to the point where some of these mechanisms that, again, are in place can be leveraged and used. Until then, I don't know. We'll see. Bravo. You're wigging out, bro. I am. I'm all over the place. I got lots of problems. Lots of problems. Andrew Burke was, thanks for what you do. What is your opinion on timeline for Fauci to lawyer up? Hashtag not a mouth breather. Thanks for what I presume you did or do, based on your name there, based on your picture. All very familiar looking to me. But I don't know that he will. Maybe he will lawyer up. But will anything happen to him? I just don't think it will. Again, that's not the. It's not a should things happen to him. It's will they happen to him? And will it get to the point where a lawyer is actually necessary? And I don't know that that's going to be the case. We'll see, possibly, but I don't know. I don't see it getting to that point, because it's like the election stuff. It's like so much that's going on in our country right now. The system is not fair. The system is not set up to take care of law and order, to take care of reasonable people, common sense people, you know, type people. It's set up to take care of the elite, set up to take care of their own, and it's set up to keep outsiders out and people who are all about this country and all about reason and all of that at arm's length, if not in prison. So I don't see it happening to him. I see far more of a chance right now of people on our side getting into legal stuff that shouldn't even be an issue, shouldn't even be a topic of conversation, but getting into trouble because of the strength of their side, the strength of the court of public opinion and all of that. We'll see. Baron, I'm hoping for the best at this point. Me too, brother. Me too. It's important. Mitch Kapp says it's hot. 91 in Nebraska. I got to tell you, it's going to get somber here for a second. We had rain yesterday. And it really screws with your psyche. I mean, as I said in a tweet, it was a tweet that went nowhere because it's not political, so no one cared. And that's fine. Whatever. But it's the Sunshine State. Like, I don't get this. Like, it's supposed to be sunny all the time. That's what I expect now. And since I sit outside and smoke cigars and consume the news that way, work on my show, work on the sites and all of that stuff there, when it's rainy, it kind of screws things up. Anyways, good for you. I'm glad you had a good day in Nebraska. Probably does feel like Florida, but probably not quite the humidity. The humidity is freaking awful here. It's about to get really off. It's about to feel like for the next 3 months, like you've been thrown into a pot of boiling water. And then add the fact that there's liberals everywhere around you in the news, not in Florida. And it makes for some pretty miserable situations. Steph M.O., what do you do when there's no constitutional judges to fix this? That's why I think we are where we are. And going back to Trolley McTroll from yesterday who thinks I'm just pushing hate and anger and fear. I'm not. Like, I hate all of those things. I'd like to talk about roses, recipes, not soup because it's not a meal, but like actual food recipes. But this is where we are. And because of that, because of the media, because of big tech, because of where corporate America is in most cases, their position on things. And then because of our court system and how jacked up it is. I don't think we can get past this. I don't think we can get to the point where people are making decisions that make sense and are based on the Constitution. Something that matters, of course, a lot to conservatives. The other side just says they care about it and like it, but they want to change it. And if they don't change it, they just ignore it. So I don't know what can be fixed. I don't know what can happen other than divorce or fighting. Again, neither good options, neither of them options that I want. But your point is well taken. There's not much you can do. Chris is drinking beer. I love it. Good for you. Good for you. It's been a long week. I need something stronger than beer. Velcro Apple. Has Joe Biden united the country? He sure promised that, right? I'm going to be a president for all Americans. How many times have you heard that line? It's one of the only ones he can actually get out. Because he said it so many times that even with his high level of dementia, it still somehow rolls off his tongue and works sometimes. But the second part of your question, which I just saw now, is he united the country and made it worse? I saw there was a poll yesterday. Red Voice probably saw it too because it went around in our network. There's a poll out that people think race relations, for one, it was very specific to that, but race relations are worse under Biden than they were before. Which makes total sense because the Democrats are more racist than anybody. And the policies and action that he's taking place, and he's supporting Black Lives Matter, who's also does nothing for Black Lives and is you could say, racist. So it's obviously gone worse. And look, when I say that, and this is one of my biggest beefs right now, and I've told it to you guys a lot, but when I talk about Biden, it is not just a direct comparison to President Trump. For some of you, it is. I get that. But I think we have to think bigger than that. We have to think in terms of the country, conservative values, American values, all that kind of stuff. So is it better or worse compared to Trump? Is it better or worse just in general? Are we going the right direction? And the answer to that is absolutely no. So there's some people who would immediately jump back and say, well, it's better than Trump. You know, he was orange man bad. Okay, look, if you didn't like him, fine. You're missing out on some huge successes that he had. That even if he was a Democrat, I've been like, you know what? The Abraham Accords are pretty badass. This was pretty badass. Look at that economy. There's some amazing wins there that happened. But people are too blinded and they're too into comparing one versus the other as opposed to just looking at things in a normal kind of holistic manner. I guess that's not normal anymore. But for the people who jump on that immediately and say, well, it's better than it was. No, first of all, it's not. It's very, very clearly not. Ask all the people who've lost their jobs. New jobs numbers came out again, and for a second time in a row, didn't hit their mark. They got closer to the mark this time, still below it. So it's definitely worse, but I would caution people too, as we're having that conversation, as I just look at a question that totally distracted me, maybe laugh, but I caution people, don't just make it about Trump and Biden. Make it about America. Are we in a better place? No, we're in a worse place. Is it because of Biden? Yes. Is it only because Trump was awesome before? No, he was. But it's also because this is, you know, we need to go down this direction. We need to go down law and order. We need to follow the Constitution. We need to take on the America First policy, not because President Trump said it. That's great that he did, but we need to take it on because it makes sense. Does the carpet match the drapes? I've actually addressed that before on this show. I'll just say this, and this was kind of my response before. I'm a Viking. My people got into all sorts of stuff and all sorts of people. So I've got lots of different colors of hair going on everywhere. It's like a human tie-dye. Susie's having bourbon with limes. I can't say, Susie, that I've ever done that. And I drink copious amounts of bourbon. I did put a blue cheese stuffed olive in the other night. Love those. Mixed the two. It was actually delightful. Usually you think of it with gin and martinis and whatnot. It was delightful. There's no spoons having vodka, squirt of soda. And you're clarifying that you're still drunk from yesterday. Fair enough. Fair enough. It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got time. All right. Velcro Apple also chiming in. I do not want the USA to break up. Look, guys. I don't either. I know I insinuate that maybe sometimes. But I don't. First of all, I don't like change. I'm like a curmudgeon that's just gotten to that status way too soon in life. And that's part of the problem that we're all facing, if we're being honest. Their policies are radical. They're Marxist. They're a communist party labeling themselves something else, and they want to destroy this country. So let's not diminish how serious this is. But the things that they're wanting to change, part of our biggest problem is A, they make no sense. B, they don't follow science. B, you know, whatever. The list goes on and on and on. But we hate change. But I don't want it to break up either. I just know that it's at a point beyond repair. You know, I believe anything's possible with God. I do. So if the tomb's empty, then certainly anything's possible. And that could include fixing and bringing back national unity in America. I hope that happens. I don't want to change things. I don't want to have to get a new flag. Like, that just seems like a lot of logistics. And if we fight, are we wearing uniforms? Are we not? What color are you guys? What color are we? You know, how are we doing this? It's complicated. So divorce, fight, all of that stuff would suck. It would be the worst possible thing for this country. It'd be the worst possible thing for you and your family. And it'd be, frankly, the worst possible thing for the whole world, with the exception of China and Russia. But I don't want it to break up either. I just don't see how it can't, which is why sometimes I say, let's just do it. Let's just get it over with. Band-aid ripped off, because I don't want to continue to live in a situation, which is where we are now, where conservative values, Christian values, all of these are under attack. And not just a little bit, but like a lot. And they speak so loudly on the other side, the people who take that tone and that stance, to the point where you would think that they make up at least 50% or more of the country. They don't. But they're so loud, and those people have so much weight, power, money behind them, that it's just going to be hard to stop it. So there's times like, screw it. You guys go and do your abortions over there. Let everyone into your country, your states, whatever. We're going to have borders here. We're going to do it right. We're going to have the Second Amendment. We're going to allow worship. We're going to do all this. And if you're a reasonable, normal person, you are welcome here. It doesn't matter if you're this color or that color, if you like this person or that person, if you think you're this or you think you're that. Just be a normal person and follow the Constitution, which is what we're going to do there. Respect law and order. I don't know. We'll see. Lily Don, love that thing you got on, Drew. Don't know what it's called. Laugh out loud. Thank you. You're welcome. It's my little gift to you. End of the week. You see what that weird dude wore on Friday? All right, let's keep going. Diet Dr. Pepper for 55 debacle. Had a friend growing up whose mom drank that like it was going out of style. Awesome mom, too. So you're in good company. Man, she was awesome. Forgot all about squirt. You guys have got some good conversations going on there. This is embarrassing. My kids just had their first root beer float the other day. No, that's not true. My oldest has had several, but my girls just had their first. I feel like a horrible parent. James is having cranberry juice. That's good. Isn't that good for your, you know, flushing your system? Whatever. All right, let's see what else we got here. Cruising through the comments. Hit that like button again if you haven't. Hey, JB, good to see you. Send your questions in if you've got them. Am I okay? Red voice, I assume you're talking to me. Probably not. I don't know. I don't know from day to day what's going on. Drew, did you scalp the neighbor's dog? No, I didn't. Although I kind of want to. Love dogs. Some of them just need to be put down. Most of them, no. Some of them. That would have been a better idea. Would have been a little bit too Hannibal Lecter-y for me, though. All right. No rain by you, T-Shouting, really? Well, it hasn't been today, but yesterday there was, and it straight up pissed me off. Straight up pissed me off. Hey, Stella, good to see you. Gubdig, Hunter has to move out of his fancy place in Venice, California due to all the homeless encampments around his house and neighborhood. Hadn't heard that, but that's good to know. That's good to know. Certainly he deserves it. I'm sure he slept with a couple of them before he did, though. Maybe did a couple lines off them. Benjamin Button. Drew, what's your favorite optic? Rifle optic. I mean, obviously, that's a broad question because it could be for longer range, for hunting, this, that, and the other. Since I was typically a guy who just was carrying an assault rifle, an M4, I'm using their term, but I've used everything from ACOGs to right now I've done a lot of stuff here lately with SIG. And I like their Romeo 5s. It's just a good cheap optic to get on there. It's not cheap quality, but it's good. So a lot of their different optics, EOTech, we've used a ton of EOTech. I really like all of them. Just in terms of then those are more red dot sights. I've got a new SIG. I forget which one I ended up buying. It's the Sierra BDX for my 308. That's pretty badass. But I honestly, I'm not like as much as I carry them all the time. I've used them my whole adult life. I'm also not like a crazy gun queer either. Like I'm not totally into that. Sorry if that term offends you. That's just what we used to say. Scoop Dog, Drew in chat, my notification reminder failed. Shocker. YouTube hates me. It's probably because of the wig. No, it's not. They hate my values. Sorry you didn't get it, but glad you're here. Leah, no worries. You're tardy. We'll have a conversation about this, but I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Bonnie, good for you. 26 years sober. That's awesome. Congratulations. Keep it up. Honestly, keep it up. Randy's not drinking. He's guzzling. Baron, have you guys noticed that all these Democrats that are getting exposed are immediately releasing books? Do you think the books are a money laundering scheme? Cuomo made millions and didn't sell shit. That is interesting with regards to Cuomo. It's happened with others too. I think Hunter fell into that category as well. But it's interesting too how Amazon and others have pulled Fauci's thing. Look, the whole thing is so rigged. Like those guys always end up just fine. Whether they do a book, they don't do a book. Whether it's speaking, they don't do whatever it might be. They always get taken care of. And it's a little frustrating. Little being a massive understatement. But Drew, do you remember the whole fiasco with the new postmaster? Generally, they thought he was a Trumper and bashed him until after the election and then was so loving to him. I haven't paid much attention to that since then, to be honest with you, BM. But I can, I'll look more into it. Those white supremacists are a major problem. Yeah, I mean, I guess my, you know, maybe my wig doesn't help. Sharon, Drew, my hubby wants to know what you think about burger flippers making more money than our military. I think it's a shame how, not just the military, but military law enforcement and a lot of first responders, really all the first responders are paid. It's shameful. You know, and you can say that, well, they get out and then they have these skills and you get out and then they get to go be a contractor and they get out and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, but when they're in there and they've got a family and they're leaving them, they're not paid well at all. So especially with you know, some of the new things that the Democrats are talking about for wages and payments, et cetera, all that. I definitely do. Look, we've got some serious issues when it comes to that stuff, taking care of our people and all of the military in terms of their budget and whatnot is fine. Not how they pay their people, but in terms of their budget is fine. But there's such a lack of respect that's growing it's not huge, but it's growing. The media would make you think it's bigger than it is, but a lack of respect for the military, law enforcement, all these people, all these Red Voice can tell you, all these law enforcement departments across the country are understaffed, under-resourced. First responders dealing with the same issues on the fire, the EMT side, et cetera. Military underpaid. It's a wonder that people continue to do these things. Thank God that people are born and are wired to want to do these things and have those selfless thoughts in their head, because we could talk all day about it, but it's very frustrating. I think it's very frustrating to see. Baron, America First candidates are get the F out. Amen. Totally. America First, we're going to lead peace through strength. We're going to be a constitutional conservative party. And we're going to run this country smartly, responsibly, all those things. People who can't get behind the America First policy, the problem is, here's the issue with America First now, is people link America First with President Trump. And he made it a big deal. But not all of those things are a President Trump thing. There's been policies, there's been presidents before who made it about that. It just has been labeled this more here. And the problem is now it's harder to get traction that way. But there's literally no reason why anyone on any side of the party, at any age, from any gender, from any race, shouldn't be behind America First. It's better for you. It's better for your community, for your state, for this country. And it's better for every other country around the world that needs our help, or that we need to keep in check because they're enemies. Whatever the case might be, it's so important that we have that. And I agree, moving forward, if we're going to get this right and fix this, we've got to be fixing the election stuff at the state and local level. Yes, that's imperative. If we don't do that, none of it matters. But we've got to fix the frickin' GOP. We got to get rid of those establishment types. And we got to replace them, not with crazy wingbats that are too far right either, but people who are just, I'm about this country. I'm about this Constitution. I don't care what the other side says. I don't care what the PC mob says. I'm just going to stick to my guns and be America First. And that's what we need. This is Obama 2.0. Even Obama can't believe how progressive the former VP has been. Yeah, he's thrilled. He's thrilled. And Pence came out and slammed him, said that he's the most liberal president since FDR. It's wild how far left he's gone. Again, way, way back during the primaries, at the beginning of the primaries, it's like, if he runs, he's a disaster. He's never gotten anything accomplished, but at least he's moderate. And I've said this to you a million times, but at least he's been pretty moderate. Not sharp, not productive, not effective, but pretty moderate in his views. And he's not that anymore. One, because he's changed. Two, because he doesn't know who he is or where he is. And he just was so willing to take the job, even if it meant selling his soul to the devil and going radically to the left. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I did not hear that, Bonnie. I'll look into it, and if I see something, bring it back up. Taking credit for new jobs after the government took away the same jobs is a joke. Yeah, the whole thing, their whole administration is such a joke. What's really a joke is how Americans then listen to them, believe them, hook, line, and sink, or whatever they say, or whatever Jen Psaki says, and they go with it. It's absolutely insane. All right, keep sending in questions. I'm scrolling down trying to catch up. Sharon, I've talked about that a lot this week. Why don't we have a military month? I honestly almost wish we'd just have no months. Just make it about America. Let's freaking celebrate America every day. Fireworks, hot dogs, brats every day. But the fact that we have Black History Month, that we have Pride Month that we're dealing with right now, and we have so many other stupid holidays, and I'm not saying they're stupid that those people get a holiday, but they get a whole month. Who else gets a whole month? No one. We honor those who pay the ultimate sacrifice on Memorial Day. Veterans Day get Veterans Day in November. It's I need more alcohol. We're going to talk about that. All right, I'm catching up. I don't want this version of the USA either, Red Voice. You're right, Sharon. Oh, well, we're way back at the hair stuff because I'm just seeing some of your comments about my response. You do. You know a lot more about me. Just be glad that I'm wearing a wig and I didn't take all my clothes off because you never know what's going to come on Fridays. Okay. All right. Scrolling through here. Leah said when we were talking about the split, they don't like the flag or the anthem anyways, guessing we could keep custody of both. Yeah, but we'd have less stars. I guess we just keep them there and we say, look, you can have them for now basically on lease until we decide that we're going to take them from you. Maybe we do that. Maybe we do that. All right, that's the problem. The key states didn't follow the Constitution. Yep. Dave in Temecula, at work drinking Hansen's Tangerine Lime Soda. That sounds rather refreshing. Baron, you have said that before. Liberals, Marxists, and leftists go to Canada. America will take Canada's conservatives, then build a big, tremendous Trump-sized wall between us. Tremendous. Yeah, I like it. All right, I'm skipping ahead, guys, because I've missed so many. Skipping ahead. All right. I feel like I'm kind of catching up here. Reminders we do, guys, you can watch the show live on drewberkowitz.com. It is the YouTube player. It is the YouTube chat. But you can do it there now, which helps us because it brings you to the site. There's other stuff you can enjoy while you're there after the show, of course. So check it out. You can also go to Rumble where live chat is live and available. I think they're still working through some kinks there, but you can do a lot of the same things. There's just still more people on Facebook, YouTube, and some of the other places. Welfare God, Drew, can we see your feet? No, that's just no. I appreciate the question. You don't want to see my feet. They're nasty. They're nasty. I tried some new treatment actually for them last night. They're really not that nasty, but my wife was testing something on me. I don't know how it went. I just sat back and had my bourbon. I know cops making $18 an hour and working two jobs. I was lucky in California, paid well. Yeah, and there are departments. I mean, no one knows police stuff better than Red Voice, and you should go to redvoicemedia.com and also a new site that's coming out for them here soon if you want awesome law enforcement stuff, up to date, all sorts of stuff. So you got to check them out. But it's ridiculous that these people, that cops, firefighters, all these people have to have side hustles, not just side hustles, but side jobs. It's too much. I like that Welfare God, you went after the feet question at least a second time. Third time. Impressive. I like commitment and persistence. I'll give you that. Susie Watkins, you know Democrats are counting on us forgetting about all the shenanigans they've pulled on the people to destroy this country. We cannot forget. Absolutely. People need to wake up. People need to pay attention to what's going on. People need to understand that, again, the people who are in between, like, I just don't want to get involved in politics. I don't watch the news. I just don't want to know. Okay. I get it. That would be nice. That sounds blissful in many respects. But not when the plane is crashing. Not when the train is off the tracks. Whatever analogy, the boat's sinking. Whatever analogy you want to use. You want someone to tell you that. And you should start paying attention. So they are counting on us for getting that, and they're counting on a lot of other people helping coax other people to try and, you know, stop talking about this, paying attention to stuff. No, people need to understand the bad situation that we are in. They do. It's imperative. Stefmo, out of all the other conservative sites I go on, you're the only one that responded to me without having to pay a chat donation. Thanks. Coming back. Hey, absolutely. We do love donations, by the way. But no, absolutely. My big thing here is we like to engage and we like to have a community. So come back anytime. Fire questions. Damn glad to have you. Hope to see you throughout the rest of the show and again next week. We're here every day, every weekday, that is, 3 p.m. Eastern. All right, continuing on. Where's Durham? Yeah, he's nowhere. That's going nowhere. You saw the other day, too, there's Tony Schaefer, who's well-respected. Lieutenant Colonel, I think. I don't know if he was full bird or Lieutenant Colonel. I think he was Lieutenant Colonel. I apologize if he was full Colonel, but retired. Very popular, talented commentator. Was allegedly contacted by former Attorney General Bill Barr and said to stop pursuing a lot of that stuff, including Barr's involvement, which was just, it's just unnerving. It's unnerving. Barron, you're jumping on Sharon's ticket here. HR1 will be the final nail in the coffin if it passes. Yeah, if it passes, we're toast. And if you're here for the first time and you haven't heard me talk about it, you haven't heard some of the people, you know, Barron, Sharon, etc., chime in on it, it's disastrous what it would be. Look it up. And don't read it on CNN or a site like that, because they'll tell you how it's great and necessary for fair and free elections moving forward. No. It is all about the Democrats winning, changing the Electoral College, changing the voting process all the way through to the point where Americans, everyday Americans, don't have a voice. Democrat elites, metropolitan areas do, and we never win again. It's the furthest thing from fair. But it'll come back to bite them. Come back to bite them. All right, I'm trying to catch up. Trying to catch up. Red voice, he probably has his toenails painted. That's none of your business. I do. I've got like a, no, I don't. I can't even come up with a, can't even come up with something to put on there. Lily Dawn, we kind of talked about that earlier. You asked, do you know anything about the Convention of the States issue? Is it good or bad? I'm no expert on the Convention of States. We've talked about it a lot in the show. There is a mechanism in place where it could be helpful and a useful tool to accomplish things. But again, I don't see it happening, at least until things get really, really bad. And then it helps kind of force the issue, if you will. But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Barron, I did see that story about the, I think it was 12 and 14 year old, but whatever, 9, 13, 10 and 12, 10 and 14, whatever it was. That was crazy. Red Voice Media had that story. Bravo Tango, I like it, coming in with another donation and another caliber 7.62. I'm pretty sure that those kids were actually shooting an AK at the police officers, which I'm sure that the Democrats are going to use and politicize the hell out of right away if they haven't already. Seriously, though, thank you, Bravo. Appreciate it, man. Even with my wig on, I still can count on it. Shawnee, hey, good to see you. Catching up. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, it's Friday. It's Booze and Banter. If it's your first time, there might be awkward pauses because I'm looking at a bunch of comments on all the different platforms and cruising through as we just kind of chat through the issues here. No, I think we're good now, Scoop. You guys go. Fire some more questions away. I think I'm finally now, at least in the neighborhood of where you were. So keep them coming in. We'll do a couple, two, three more maybe, and then head into our weekend, get some refills. Steph, you're welcome. Thanks for going over to Red Voice. You'll be glad you did. Good people. Sharon says the one had an AK-47. The girl had a pump action shotgun. Cheers to you as well, Susie. Yeah, it got pretty intense. If you watch the video, you can go to Red Voice Media and see the video. It's on there. Do you agree that since we're redefining everything now, I can redefine my AR-15 to a hole puncher? That's a great idea, actually. That's a great idea. I identify as vaccinated. My firearms identify as legal under whatever the hell Biden's new changes and laws are going to be. They're not going to go through. If they do, it'll be war. But yeah, why not? Let's just identify is whatever we want. That's the nice thing, right? And you know what's so great about that too is first of all, everyone thinks that their opinion matters. When people jump in your face about masks, someone in my neighborhood did the other day when I was driving by, he's a psycho. And he gets mad if people even approach the speed limit, let alone go over it. I don't think I was. I probably was. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But was mumbling something under his breath. It's like, you have to understand, I do not value your opinion. So you can mumble whatever. So you say stuff like that and it throws them off. It makes them really mad. But also, you go into a store that says you need to show this, you got to show that. You just tell them. Tell them you're identified. You identify as vaccinated. And they're such pussies. They won't know what to say or do. It'll confuse them. They'll talk about it later at dinner with their blow-up doll or whatever. Like, they don't know how to respond to that. So just confuse them. I like that, Benjamin. My firearms identify as Nerf. What's your favorite optic, by the way? You asked me earlier. Has anyone read if Stacey Abrams pulled a front tooth, she could be a ticket puncher for the railroad? That's awful, but kind of funny. Has anyone read her? I hope not. Please, you know, let me rephrase this question. Not has anyone read her romance novels, but maybe this is worse. Actually, can you imagine visualize Stacey Abrams as a character in one of those romance novels? Take that into the weekend. If you don't drink now, you're about to. That'll drive you there. Ryan, I identify as Bloomberg's son and demand compensation. Love it. Shawnee, I identify as a dolphin today. Tomorrow, maybe a chocolate-covered boot so I can give out chocolate-covered kicks in the ass. I mean, if it's chocolate-covered, I'll take it. I said I identified as vaccinated to a girl at my work and she got triggered. She has a pillow with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's face. So, yeah, no surprise. That's awesome that you did. I love that. It's just so funny that they've gotten to this point in life, people on the other side, and particularly people like that who would use the word triggered, because most people won't. Most people think it's gay and they're just not going to go down that direction. But if you are in that category that gets triggered, it still blows my mind that you've gotten to this point that you literally your day, week, maybe year are ruined if someone does something different than you. If someone chooses not to be vaccinated, if someone jokes and says that's gay when you think that's the worst possible thing ever. No, I don't hate gay people. I don't hate these people. I don't hate those people. I'm just going to say what I say and you need to be able to deal with it. But it just blows my mind that there's people out there that cannot handle other opinions. That, I mean, that's such a root of our problems. I left Tish out and I told my doctor I was vaccinated. Oops. That's freaking amazing. That's amazing. Ryan, I told my boss I was vaxxed so I could go without a mask. They said if I show them my card, I can get a whopping free $70. That's ridiculous. I love that there's people offering too, like a beer, a free beer for getting vaxxed. Stop. Like, offer something legitimate and real. All right. Biden has an AK AR-14 9mm. He probably thinks he does. He probably thinks they're real and that he has three of them. Red Voice, what's up with these UFOs? Underwater alien bases or US testing secret tech cray cray out there? It is a little crazy. I don't know what it is. People keep saying, well, it's just a distraction. Well, maybe it is a distraction, but let's still figure out what it is. Because if it in fact can move in ways that our tech can't, and we don't know what it is or where it's from, that should spark a conversation. The natural thing that it should then be, okay, well, so what is it and what the hell do we do about it? I have no idea what it is. I mean, you never know what's going on with foreign adversaries, but we're so much more advanced in so many ways than a lot of them. Not in all, but in a lot of them. But we're also not so advanced that I could see some of that stuff happening with it. I don't know. I have no freaking clue. I'll tell you this. I'm astonished by it. It's very amusing. I just don't know, like most of us, what's actually going on behind it. But as I said weeks ago, and a lot of other people have said as well, what's shocking is our country is so broken. Our country hates each other so much to the point where there is possibly some type of aircraft going around, seen and video shown, released by the Pentagon, all this stuff. And it's not even really a topic. It's kind of becoming more of a topic. But you'd think it would be the only topic. And it's kind of not. Make a shirt that says "Raw Dogging Life Unmasked." All right, BM. We could do that. I'll try and talk to the guys and get that done. Bravo. I actually have that shirt that I identify as vaccinated. I wear it proud. You should. Damn straight. Ryan, at Red, the UFO thing is just a destructive... I assume you mean distraction to keep us busy. Sandy, hey, Sandy, up in California, or over in California, I should say. But yeah, T-Shout and a free hamburger. Again, getting back to this, I distracted myself with something because it's booze and banter and whatever. You're offering someone a free beer, a free hamburger. Like, if you're going to bribe people, at least up the ante. Like, I want to have, like, Bob Barker or one of the people, like, you're going to win a whatever, fill in the blank, new car. A burger, a beer. No. Newsom drew 15 names today for the vaccination lot. That is so freaking ridiculous. The fact that is happening and that taxpayers aren't losing their shit blows my mind. Matt B., would you get the vax for an AR? No. I do well enough. I'll just buy one. We're getting killed, and we're not. I'm not saying we're doing great by any stretch. But I wouldn't get it for. My policy on things is if you try and manipulate or convince me or bribe me into doing something, I'm not going to do it. If you tell me I have to, and you do all these things like they have done with the vaccine, not just the bribes, but just the, we have to hit this number. And if you don't do this, like we're, you know, dangling freedom. I'm just not going to do it. I will not comply. That's just my nature. So it's more compelling when you throw something like an AR in there, but still wouldn't do it. If God tells me to get vaccinated, I will, but I promise you, God won't say that. I would agree. I don't think he's on board with it. Sharon, how can North Korea and China threaten other countries? And Biden calls a lid for the day. Because that's what he does. I mean, they are so thrilled. They are walking over him like it's nobody's business. And deep down, I think he knows it too. Sure, maybe he's in bed because of this deal or that deal with this country or that country. But there's others where he knows, like, I've met my match. I'm a bitch, and they are my master. Like, there's too many situations like that. And it's shameful. It's shameful. First of all, I never get voted in because I speak my mind and say things that some people aren't comfortable with. But if I was president, I would be concerned about my health because I know how hard you're supposed to work doing that job, how much you're supposed to do for the people. You're grinding all the time. Yes, you get extra meds. You get help with this, that, and the other. It sounds so exhausting to me. I have no interest whatsoever. Like, no. I want to get through the day. I want to have a happy hour drink. I want to see my family. And then I want to veg out. Like, I've done my crazy stuff. I've done the long schedules. No, thank you. But the fact that he's doing it that way and then is okay is ridiculous. The other people love it, though. Kelly, love your look today. Jumping on late. Yeah, it's something. Emmy, same thing. You know, this is just the one I threw on today. It doesn't itch as much because it's got this band thing around it. If the vaccines worked or were necessary for a virus that is 99.8% survivable, there would be no reason to incentivize anything. I agree with that. That's great logic, Robin. It's absolutely true. And you saw the one email we talked about in the show yesterday or the day before where he was talking to, I think it was the day before, he was talking to one of his peeps, saying, if we can just get this here, 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 we don't even need a vaccine. This thing will take care of itself. It's sad. John Dwyer, did you see the report of a drone flying over an Air Force base in Arizona? It outclimbed and outran two helicopters, a freaking drone. I didn't see it. Making me hungry, Drew, but I'm not breaking my fast till 1500. Damn it. Good for you. Well, if you're in Minnesota, you're not far, right? You're close. If I've got that wrong, then apologies. Drew, Fauci's emails were they hacked or did he volunteer to release them? Neither. They were obtained through BuzzFeed and Washington Post, who requested them from a Freedom of Information Act request, a FOIA request. So since he's a government official, that can be done. I still love the fact that the media is like, oh my gosh, like somehow you look better now that your emails are out there. Like they're that into the game. They're that into the propaganda thing that no one's emails look good. Because again, even if they kind of did or sort of did, they can be taken so much out of context. And to hear Nicole Wallace say, all of us would look awful if our emails were exposed. You somehow look just as good or better. Drew, I like it when you talk dirty. Only for you, Bravo. Only for you. Jax Vox, every person walking across the border should get vaccinated if it's so amazing. Amazing. I'm surprised they aren't. They give them everything else, hotel rooms, all sorts of other stuff. Matthew Swiss, your president, parentheses, will come to my country next week. Alfredo, what happened with the flu? Didn't happen. There was no flu this year. Interesting, right? Very interesting. Hey, Archie in Miami. Sorry, I'm just getting to your comment. I don't normally wear this weird wig, but glad to see you. Thanks for being here. Very sad. I go in Sam's. Everyone has a mask on here. I come, no mask. Wow. Half of them take them off. Lord, help people wake up. Yeah. There you go. Push for 1600. Why not? Why not? You doing intermittent fasting? That's brutal. Especially brutal if you drink, because then obviously you just ratchet things up. All right, guys. Well, listen, I know some of you joined late. I'm sorry that you didn't get to be here for the whole conversation, but I'm glad you did come. Thanks so much for being here. It's been a fun week. Shorter week with Memorial Day Monday and being off, but we'll look forward to being with you each and every day next week, 4 days, and then Booze and Banter Friday. Reminder, if you're listening for the first time, again, I don't normally wear a wig and we don't normally have it this loose and casual, but it is Friday. It is Booze and Banter. It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed it. We hope you have an awesome weekend. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free.